country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the West. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't stop us out and you can't,
and you can't make us run. Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on October 12th, 2023. James Kelso hosting for the next hour, as I do Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us. You can call in at area code 512-248-8252 any old time you want, and talk about anything vis-a-vis Donald John Trump and the phenomenon thereof. Let us visit the phenomenon here at truthsocial.com, and let's take a look at the things that the president has put up for our perusal. Tonight, we'll just start out here with the usual boring polls. Here's one that's a little bit of a interesting twist to this poll that the president just put up. He put this up an hour ago. It's a poll in Nevada, and that's one of the first three or four. Maybe one of the first four primary states. Those are New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, and Nevada, I think, are the first four primary states. Donald Trump is polling at 60% among Republicans. But get this, in second place, it's not Ron DeSanctimonious anymore. It's a tie between Vivek Ramaswamy at 11% and Ron DeSantis at 11%. So that's kind of neat. I like that. Then there's the Nikki Haley at 8%. And then, I mean, what? Now, come on. Why do these people, I mean, what are you doing? Chris Christie at 2% and Mike Pence. Now, here's a highlight. This is nice. I like this. I like that Ramaswamy is tied with DeSantis. That's a nice twist. I like that they're both really far back. But here's I'm really liking this. Mike Pence at 2%. Now, this is a man who was the vice president. And how much mileage is he getting out of that? He is at 2%. He's behind. They're both at 2%, but he's apparently a little bit further back. He's behind the despicable Chris Christie. Now, if I'm Mike Pence, and I can't even equal Chris, I mean, I'm out of the race. I'm getting out. Come on. Save what's left of your tattered reputation, Mike Pence. And then now they're all going to be at an upcoming debate. Where is this third debate? Let's see, the third debate. And when is it? I'll look it up for you, and I'll have that for you momentarily. I don't think they have more than three debates scheduled. And, I mean, this third one is going to be, this is going to be a laugher, to do this yet again. Now, you remember the last one where they were just cackling, shouting each other, interrupting each other, they didn't actually break out into fisticuffs, but verbally they did, and that was pathetic. All right, so let's go. Here's another one, and now these polls are backing each other up too. You know, these polls, I don't think they're conspiring amongst themselves. Here's one that has Trump. This is North Carolina. This is a first. We haven't done a North Carolina poll. Trump is at 52%. DeSantis is at 12%. A very, very pathetic. Remember, when only a few months ago, there was actually something of a horse race. DeSantis was in the 30s. DeSantis is at 12%. Haley is at 10%. Ramaswamy is at 5%. Christie is at 4%. Again, ahead of poor Mike Pence at 3%. Tim Scott at 2%. Tim Scott is a U.S. senator from the neighboring state of South Carolina. And then Asa Hutchinson at 1%. Oh, my goodness. Here's a statement. A long statement about, or a substantial statement about Joe Biden's gift of $6 billion to Iran, who then turned around and immediately bankrolled an attack on Israel. And another thing that Biden did, Biden's massive loosening of sanctions allowed $80 to $100 billion of Iranian oil sales, much of which the regime poured into financing its bloody campaigns of terror around the globe. When I was president, said Donald Trump, and exclusively because of me, Iran was broke and wanting to make a deal. No wonder the world is in absolute chaos. With President Trump back in office, Israel and everyone else will be safe again. This is a nice twist. You know, you have this Judge how does he say his name again, this pathetic judge in New York, Engoron, something like that. And he's being, the president is being persecuted by Peekaboo James, the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James. And she's alleging that he should go to jail, and he should be heavily fined, and he should be banned from doing business. They're attempting to wreck the Trump business, wreck it. Take away their licenses, take away their permissions, quarantine them, strip them of their ability to do business in their home state, which is New York. That's the foundation of the Trump empire, business empire of successful business with thousands of employees, thousands of careers, thousands of families dependent on that business. They're attempting to ruin it. This has never happened in American history before. This kind of a persecution of one person. But here, the president, to kind of rub it in their face, he has a picture here of a trophy that was given to the president in 2014. Remember, he was not even running for president. And it was given to him by one of these banks that Peekaboo James and Judge Engoron alleged that Donald Trump would cheated. It's given by one of those banks, Deutsche Bank, one of the primary lenders to Donald Trump, that he supposedly defrauded. Of course he didn't defraud them. Here's kind of a tangible evidence of the falsity of that. It's a beautiful crystal trophy presented to Donald Trump and thanking him for the $170 million loan that Deutsche Bank extended to the Trump business, and on which Donald Trump paid them handsomely. They made a bundle of money on this loan, paid back in full, on time or early. And this is a particular loan for the Trump old post office building on Pennsylvania Avenue in New York, which, by the way, this is sad. He built this magnificent hotel, the Trump Hotel, on Pennsylvania Avenue. He subsequently had to sell it because of the persecution, harassment, threats, and damage done to the Trump business. Wouldn't it be so much nicer if the Trump Hotel was still open on Pennsylvania Avenue, just down the street from the White House? That was so wonderful. And people really enjoyed it. They would visit Washington, visit the White House, or visit the Capitol, and stay in the Trump Hotel, which was one of the most five-star, incredible hotel. What they want to destroy the entire Trump business. I think, was it Hilton that bought the Trump Hotel at tremendous loss to Donald Trump, tremendous loss of asset. Here he goes. This is the president writing here. The trophy was given to me by Deutsche Bank because they were so proud of the loan they made. They had the best lawyers, the smartest loan officers, and were thrilled to do business with Trump. Interest was fully paid every month. No payment was ever missed. Can any of us say that? Can any of us say that we never missed a rent check or a payment on anything? I can't say that. And I think I'm a pretty honorable citizen. But Donald Trump never missed a payment, never received a default notice. And if interest came due on a week, get this. Wow. Talk about an Eagle Scout. And if interest came due on a weekend, I paid it on the preceding Friday. Wow. I never even thought. That idea never crossed my mind. If something was due on Saturday or Sunday, of course, pay it on Monday. Oh my gosh, not Donald Trump. He pays it on Friday. The loan was paid off far ahead of schedule. This is the loan that's on this trophy is $170 million. Except for me, because of the corrupt Department of Justice, the FBI, and racist New York State Attorney General, there were no victims. I love this. Because of the corrupt FBI, you tell it, Donald Trump. There were no victims. There were only happy bankers. But despite a perfect loan, I was sued by the incompetent, radical left, New York State AG, Letitia Peekaboo James. And I still want to know what does peekaboo mean? Under a statute that was never used for this before and where I am not even entitled to a jury. A liberal Democrat judge with all Trump haters surrounding him is going to make this very important decision. If I had a jury, I would win easily. But regardless, this is a case that should never have been brought. Election interference. And of course, it's way, way, way beyond election interference. It's treason. And it's a beautiful trophy that given to Donald Trump. It's with an image of the Trump old post office hotel that was built by Donald Trump from the old post office. Many of you have seen it. If you've been on Pennsylvania Avenue, you've seen the old post office and its historic tower. It's still there, but it's not the Trump Hotel anymore, sadly. All right. Here's one. Here's one from the president. Now, you know Ilhan Omar. Of course, all of you are familiar with the Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Somalia. She's a Somalian. And she married her brother, as far as I've heard. She married her own brother to help get herself snuck into the United States. She's based in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And what is she doing there? And she's the congresswoman from Minneapolis. And she hates America. She hates all of us. She wants to destroy everything that is beautiful and great about America. How did this happen? Now, the people of Minneapolis was once a very great city. It was the whitest large city in America by far. What happened? A whole lot of Somalians happened. A whole lot. Thank you, Lutheran Social Services, NGOs, Catholic Charities, Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you all. And then here's what the president does. It has a graphic, though. Here's what I'm looking at. This is why I'm talking about Ilhan Omar. I'm looking at a picture of Ilhan Omar in which her head has been photoshopped onto the body of a snake. And, you know, you remember Donald Trump has told the story of the snake many, many times. Men started, we'll be right back with it.
Were praying and hearts beat fast, right, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back, folks. The going down this incredible list of this is something that Donald Trump has done of late is he has brought on a whole cavalcade of incredible imagery on TruthSocial.com and putting out messages, visual messages that are wonderful. So looking at we just spotted one here, and I actually hit a word that I can't fully define. It's kind of rare. I kind of pride myself on my vocabulary. It's not too shabby. But here's one that here's a graphic from the president. He's talking about Ilhan Omar, who's a member of the squad, which includes this congresswoman from Michigan, Tlaib, who also hates America. And here's a post that the president reposts saying, remove them now, expel the squad, they are anti-American, and they are, I think the person who posted this is not Donald Trump, he just reposted it. That this person misspelled anti-Semitic. They are anti, I think they meant to say Semitic. But they misspelled it, and they even misspelled this word, semiotic. And that's a rare day you catch me with a word I can't define. And semiotic, I don't know the definition of semiotic. So I looked it up. And semiotic, and I'll tell you, I have quite a collection of dictionaries. I have, you know, that giant dictionary that you used to find in the old Carnegie libraries that he built all over the country in those great patriotic days of Andrew Carnegie. Those dictionaries that the Webster's New International Dictionary, second edition, that is, it's a foot thick. I need to go measure it. I think it's slightly under 12 inches. And I bought one in mint condition for a 1945 edition. It's one of the treasures of my home. And I didn't look up semiotic there. It might not even be defined in a 1945 dictionary. But semiotics, and I don't know if the squad are anti-semiotic. I know they're anti-Semitic, that's for sure. But if they were anti-semiotic, they would be... semiotics is the study of signs and symbols as elements of communication behavior. The analysis of systems of communication as language, gestures, or clothing. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is a master of semiotics. I don't know the etymology of the word. Where did it come from? Origin? First recorded in 1875 to 1880. And let's just see if I can find the origin of it. Let me find the origin of it. Semiotic. Of or relating to signs. And come on, give me the etymology. You know, they're not doing it very well here. First recorded in 1615 from the Greek semiotikos, meaning observant of medical signs, significant. It comes from the root semi, with an E rather than an I, S-E-M-E, to interpret as a sign, from the Greek semion, meaning sign, and the second part of the word is tikos, an adjective suffix. So it's of signs, semiotic, and that's a Greek origin. So there we go. I expanded my vocabulary by one tonight. Let us go back to Donald Trump here. And here's a graphic of the squad, five of them, domestic terrorists, Donald Trump says. Here's a great visual of what do they call him? The turtle. This is semiotics here. This is a symbol, a sign. It's part of communication. So here, Trumpian semiotics, a picture of the deplorable Mitch McConnell. And then here's what it says. Well, we'll see what Donald Trump says about Mitch McConnell right after this break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help.
We're back,
us
folks.
For change, and let's rebuild America.
Thanks for listening to the show here tonight. The if you want to message in, it's 512-248-8252. Here's a graphic from the president. This is vintage Trump. It says there's a pastiche of photographs here of seven people. We see their pictures: Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, Bonnie Willis, Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, and Letitia James. These are very forgettable people. I'm impressed I could identify those seven photographs. But under the face of each of these pictures of these despicable people, it's under Joe Biden, it says, give order. Under Garland, take order. Under Wray, the FBI director, carry out order. Then under all four of Willis, Smith, Bragg, and James, it says execute order. Then underneath all that, it says they should be impeached and indicted. This cavalcade of graphics of semiotics continues. Okay, here's a great one. There's a lot of imagination going into these visual messages. Here's one that has a flag of Ukraine, the Ukraine of Zelensky, yellow and blue, and then a flag of the red, white, and blue, our flag. And next to the Ukrainian flag, it says defund. And next to our flag, it says refund. And by the way, this is a bit of good news, that Zelensky is absolutely desperate. His latest move, frantically, he has decided to fly himself to Israel to somehow insert himself into the warfare occurring in Israel and somehow align himself in his victimhood. Somehow the headline, the spotlight has moved off of Volodymyr Zelensky, and he doesn't like that. He's not comfortable with that. He wants to, and it's pathetic. He just about French kisses all of these leaders. He hugs them closely, pulls them close to his body. He rubs up against them in his T-shirt. Come on. How nuts have we gotten? A guy in a green khaki T-shirt rubbing up against even women. Who are presidents and prime ministers, and he's and now he wants to, he's chasing the spotlight, chasing the money. There was a great somebody put this one up, a great comedic image. It showed Volodymyr Zelensky sitting at a desk, and it said, "You know, we've all received these promotions. Hey, you can make a lot of money from home. Work from home. Quit your job. Work from home. Blah, blah, blah. You can make this." And then it's a picture of Volodymyr Zelensky says, "Let me show you how I made," and then it says, there's written all across the screen, $40 billion working from home. And he did. But he does travel a little bit. A lot, actually. Here's one, a flag. Somebody's got a flag. It's a photograph of their flag. 2020 was rigged. I love it. Here's one. Here's another graphic. "You are 100% more likely to vote for communism if your state covers windows, kicks out election officials, locks doors, and turns off cameras to count votes." And there's a picture, we all remember this, of these scenes in the 2020 election where these totally corrupt Democrats, when Republicans tried to look through the windows to see what was going on as observers, they blocked the windows with cardboard sheets of cardboard. Not only would they not let them into the room where they're entitled to come in as observers of the election, they blocked the windows so you couldn't even look in. Then they turned out the lights and they pretended to close the building. Then they faked bogus plumbing emergencies and told everybody they had to get out of the building. Then they all flooded back in to run more ballots through the machines. All right, here's a great image here. "Everything was better under Trump. No war, no woke, CRT, no inflation, no illegal migrants, no invasion, no border. The border was secured, high employment, energy independence, strong military, peace through strength. America first." There's another one. Now, these are all posted by Donald Trump. Graphics that he spotted and likes. When corrupt politicians start going to jail, we can start trusting the government again. Okay. Many such. Let me get down here. Let me get below these images. It's just a cavalcade of images. Let me see if I can get to an actual message from the president. And let's do that. Let us see if we can get an actual message from the president. And looking at the president's posting, he currently has 6.42 million followers on Truth Social. The growth rate is not. I wish it were higher. Come on, let's get that up to 10 million. If you're not a member, it's nothing. You know, just give your email and just sign up and then click on the I'm a follower button of Donald Trump. Okay, let's get to his post. Here we go. All righty. Okay, what have I done? There's so much going on the president's channel. Okay, so we started off with the polls. So we're back to the polls. And now let's move down the page here. I won't read you. There's just a long sequence of polls. Here's the president speaking. I hate it when I don't include something, audio from the president. Here he is talking yesterday at Club 47, a Trump club in Florida.
My question is Kennedy hurt in the race?
Well, that's what I was going to go to next.
Conversation,
because we were talking about that last night, right?
So, yeah, sure.
Where David brought it up, and he was asking us, he goes, who do you think? Because according to a poll that he found,
let's see, what's, why is this?
I think it hurts the Dems more. He hurts Biden more.
Okay, this is a visual. I'm sorry, I kind of confused you with that one. That was a visual of Club 47, and the import of that was that there was a huge crowd at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, packed like sardines, as the president greeted the Club 47. Here's another one. This is from that Club 47 talk.
The terror attacks are also a reminder of the deadly dangers that we face from Joe Biden's demolition of our own borders.
The Red Cross
here in American soil.
Okay, somehow I managed. I've got some kind of a audio going. I'm going to have to figure out where that ghost audio is coming from. So pardon me. Let's just keep on going down here. How do I have this? Let me just look around here to find what have I wrought. All right. I don't see any ghost audio here. Let's try playing the president again. Wish me luck. Here we go.
War on Israel and the war on American energy, what he did to our energy was we were energy independent. Think of it, as president, I will shut off Iranian oil and I will turn on American oil and we will drill, baby, drill, and we'll get things back to where they are supposed to be.
There we go. That's more like it. That was the president yesterday. Here he is again, yesterday.
Very interesting. The recent terror attacks are also a reminder of the deadly dangers that we face from Joe Biden's demolition of our own borders here in American soil. Can you imagine what's happening with these people pouring in under Biden, the same people that attacked Israel, killing, raping, torturing, and maiming innocent civilians, are right now pouring into our once beautiful USA. I have to say that, once beautiful.
Now, yeah, listen to that. Our once beautiful USA. The president has clearly concluded that we're screwed. I mean, that this is not a threat to America anymore. We have been raped. This country has been violated, and it is the question now is try to recover from this.
Because what's happened to our country in 3 years is not even to be believed.
And, you know, the amazing thing, think about it. Do you hear
everyone, because they essentially
do you hear any of the phony politicians that we've been afflicted with all these years? Do you hear any of them saying that? No, they aren't. They're not. They're not sounding an alarm. They're not calling out the troops. They're not. They're acting as if this is not really that serious, that everything's okay. The entire political class, the entire media class, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. We're just fine. Don't get, Martha, don't get upset. Don't get excited. Just because the people are pouring in by the millions. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to have to start saying, it may already be true. They're not pouring in by the thousands. They're not pouring in by the hundreds of thousands. We passed that. We passed that marker. They're not pouring in by the millions. We've passed that marker. We are now at the point where they are pouring in by the tens of millions. Tens of millions. That's what's going on right now. The mass of people you see nonstop, 24 hours a day. How long is our border from Brownsville to San Diego? Is it 2,000 miles? 1,500 miles? How long is that border? It's at least 1,500 miles. And they are pouring across every inch of 1,500 miles of our border 24 hours a day. Packed like sardines, atop trains, filling train cars. A giant flood of people. And going on now for years. Who can take this? What country can withstand this? Can survive? None! No country could survive this. It's impossible. It's fatal what's happening to us. Fatal. America is being murdered. Everything that our ancestors fought for, worked for, bled for, prayed for, hoped for, everything our ancestors did is being trashed. It's being murdered. And in a way, not damaged. Damage you can recover from. No, murdered. That's the one thing. You know, somebody could burn you or cut you or bruise you, and a cut can heal, a bruise can heal. But when you get murdered, there's no fixing that. That's it. That's terminal. You've been murdered. You're dead. Your country is dead. That's what has happened. And Donald Trump, I mean, think about it. It's going to be a miracle when we reelect Donald Trump, when we actually overwhelm, swamp the bastards who will definitely cheat the election everywhere, in every way, in every dirty way. They will kick us in the balls nonstop, cut our throats, hit us over the head with a lead pipe in the dark from behind. That's the Democrats. But if we, in spite of that, elect Donald Trump, he is going to have to perform another miracle. What is he going to do? And the genius of this man, what is he going to do? How are we going to fix? Now, in his speech yesterday to Club 47 in West Palm Beach, he said, we will conduct the largest deportation of illegals in the history of the world. Hey, that's you. The president's got the right idea there. But how? How are you going to conduct the largest deportation? Millions upon millions of people who are not going to willingly go back to where the hell they came from. They're not going to cooperate. How are we going to do it? If we even get a chance to try. We'll be right back.
Like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me
I've got to beware. All right, we're back, folks, and it is time we stop. Here's a hell of a headline in our last 10 minutes of show here, 6 minutes. This is worth noting. I just got it myself. This is a hell of a thing. Breaking news. I'm getting this at thegatewaypundit.com. Steve Scalise drops out. This is 7:26 Eastern time, so this just happened. Drops out of the speaker race and explains his reasons for doing so. Folks, this is a bombshell. The House GOP's pick for Speaker, Steve Scalise, announced Thursday he will no longer seek the gavel as he confronted a likely insurmountable vote shortage. While Scalise had won a majority of votes in an internal GOP ballot a day earlier, but it was close, by the way, folks. Like, if six people had changed their votes, it would have gone to Jim Jordan. And Jim Jordan, we far more favor Jim Jordan than Steve Scalise. He faced staunch resistance from multiple Republicans who vowed to support only his opponent, Representative Jim Jordan, on the floor. We've had it with Kevin McCarthy. We've had it with the rhinos. And this is an incredible moment here. They thought they had Steve Scalise in the bag. And Scalise himself just withdrew his name. So we knocked out Kevin McCarthy. Now, with the opposition, the staunch opposition, you folks out there are lighting up the switchboards. And Steve Scalise didn't have the taste for that kind of a fist fight, floor fight. So he withdrew his name. So we have a problem here, folks. We have a Republican Party that hates America. We have a Republican Party of rhinos, turncoats, traitors, Mitt Romneys, Paul Ryans, Never Trumpers, anti-MAGA. So it's time to have this fight. And if we can't get a Speaker of the House, that's all we have is the House right now. If we can't get a Speaker of the House that will support the American people first, and to hell with these Republican rhino sellout, war hawk, warmonger, Mitt Romney, John McCain, SOBs that have wrecked this country, that do nothing. What are they doing to defend Donald Trump? Nothing. They don't give a rat's ass about Donald Trump. They want to get rid of him. They hate us. They hate America. They're rhinos. They're not American patriots. They're political scumbags. And that's all we've had in the Republican Party for decades. Let's see how this turns out tomorrow. This is very good news. Scalise has withdrawn his name. Let's see what's next. Tune in tomorrow for an update.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.